So let's talk a little bit about the data that were presented at ASCO. Really fascinating. Again, us being immersed in the GYN world, it's been fascinating to see how this evolves. We've been hearing about PARP inhibitors the last 3 years. It's a huge issue, obviously. Can you talk about what the trial looked at, what they found, Sarah, and how it's affected the way you're thinking through practice?
So the use of single-agent PARP inhibition significantly improved the progression-free survival. The PARP inhibitor was well
And
tolerated
this
in
was in people
general.
with germline mutations.
Germline mutations, exactly.
HER2 negative.
Metastatic, HER2-negative breast cancer, exactly.
Metastatic,
Yes,
obviously.
metastatic. And it wasn't just triple negative, so it was just germline BRCA mutation carriers. And overall, the PARP inhibitor was pretty well tolerated. There is fatigue, there is some cytopenias associated with
But
it.
again, this is as monotherapy.
As
Just
monotherapy.
to clarify, because all the
Exactly.
trials in ovary are chemo followed by maintenance. Not all of them,
Exactly.
but that's most of them.
Exactly. So it's very different. There is no induction chemotherapy. This wasn't a maintenance question that was being addressed.
And what about the issue of platinums in the Olympiad trial? Do we know the patients get it?
So I'm going to defer to George here. I think they actually
So
were.
this is a very crafty
Yeah.
trial because the chemotherapy in the trial was doctor's best choice, and all three of the doctor's best choice drugs allowed did not damage DNA. And if you think about it from a
So they didn't
biological,
have platinums.
they did not have platinums. Now, patients could have had prior platinum entering into the trial, but most of them didn't, and platinum wasn't allowed as a treatment choice. I found this very clever, and certainly you would not expect a non-DNA damaging drug to have any superior efficacy in this
And this
population.
is how all of the studies, pretty much, for PARP inhibitors in breast have been designed. In
Yes.
fact, most of the studies are excluding prior platinum or excluding patients who've progressed on a prior platinum.